Councillors will and staff will start the meeting.
Again.
We'll open the meeting with the acknowledgement of country. Council would like to show its respect and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land of elders past and present on which this meeting takes place. Item three is apologies and applications of leave. We note that Councillor Sarah has given her leave of absence and will be an apology for the meeting. Councillors, we also have a request for Councillor Dillon, who's been delayed to a flight from Canberra, to join us on Zoom. So we have a motion up there that reads, in accordance with the Code of Meeting Practice, that Councillor Rod Roon be granted permission to attend the council meeting via audio-visual link on the grounds of being unable to attend the meeting due to cancellation of the air flight. Could I get a mover, please? Yeah. Councillor Robb, second to Councillor Cadwallader. We've got motion. All those in favour? Carried. Item four is confirmation of the... welcome, Councillor Brown.
Good morning. Thank you.
Is the poll down there?
Yes. Well, it was minus nine in the Blue Mountains last night, which is incredible. So,
all right. Item four is confirmation of the previous meeting. Get a mover, please. Mm-hmm. Councillor Cadwallader, a seconder. Councillor Gordon.
It's hard to say. You of all people.
Is there any items going to be raised out of that? Put that motion at all those in favour. Disclosure of interest. Do we have any disclosure of interests? None from the staff, General Manager.
So I've got a pecuniary interest in the confidential matter of Chairman at my annual performance review, so I'll be meeting for that item.
That's been noted. And as of urgency, there is nil. And we will now move to page six, a notice of motion from Councillor Big Rob. Councillor Rob.
She
moved it?
Yeah.
Councillor Humphreys.
Struggling.
Court, yeah.
It's not getting the answer.
What had that cake? Councillor Rob.
We lived down on a tour down there. I think most of us were there. Saw what was happening on the floodplain down near the river where it broke the bank. And one of the things discussed was how the vegetation rotted, ended up in the river, we ended up with fish kills and all sorts of things. I don't really understand all the science, but I like to try and find solutions. And one of the ones I discussed with staff, I think, and people in the day was why don't we start acquiring this land? Not compulsory, because I don't like that, but voluntarily, as long as, like, you know, over years, and hopefully get funding to have a fund ready for when land comes up, we can try and purchase it. And return it back to, I guess, marshlands or what it's supposed to be, to reduce the impact on the river and improve our river health, which is one of our major sort of goals here. And I'm just hoping we can look to see if there's a chance to do a policy. It's not telling, like, for us to do anything, spend any money, just to check it out, see if there's an option there or some solution. Other than that, it's just, I think it's something we should do if we can do it. So it's, if it can be funded, so hope people support it.
Councillor Humphreys, a seconder.
I'm supportive of the research by the staff and then bring it back to a workshop.
Councillor Gordon.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I just noted the staff comment was referenced about the point staff will undertake research into the matter and provide options regarding a policy position through a workshop later in 2023. So wouldn't it be wise to go to that workshop, hear what the policy options might be before we endorse a motion?
Yeah. That's the idea, to do that.
That's all we
do. Yeah. Ocean will actually...
But they will undertake, so...
Yeah. We could...
Ocean actually says council investigate a policy.
Oh, okay. So I took that as the staff saying, well, yeah, having that in mind, we will undertake a workshop later in 2023.
Yeah, we'll get investigating the policy and then come back to council.
I read that wrong. My apologies.
Fine. Any other speakers?
Just briefly, just for Matt, just initially did want to do a policy, but it was, we discussed that it was to investigate policy. So, and so we would be committing us to doing something that we may never be able to do. So that was the idea of doing this workshop ultimately. So I hope that covers everything. So,
Councillor Lyon.
Just not to be a pedant, but I probably would just have one noting and then different numbering system after that, because we're noting all the things under it. So it doesn't really have, you wouldn't really go 1, 2, 3, 4. You sort of have one and then A, B. Yeah.
Just well, there's a bit above that.
I have nothing of substance to add.
I love honesty.
Actually, the way it's printed, the agenda has got points.
Yeah.
Not numbers.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll just say something. Look, I think it's important that Rouse is part of any solutions moving forward, anything that can make a difference. So there's going to be no harm in doing this. Let's have a look at it. Let's find out if there's something practical that Rouse can be involved in and what would their policy position be should there be such things that could make a difference. It shouldn't just be left up to general purpose council. Okay, thank you. So, yes, I am supportive. Thanks, Rob, for bringing it forward.
I think it's a good idea. Going forward, we had to be looking at all options of anything with the government, all levels of government, and I think this is a way of getting off the floodplain in the future. Rouse can help in that and assist in that. I think it's a good idea. And as it said, it's only to investigate a policy. We're not locking in anything. It'll come back to the workshop and we'll go from there. Any other speakers?
Yeah, I think that you probably find that a fair few of the landowners will be open to it as well. That was my impression that I got on that tour. And when you're talking about the financial side of it, it's like, sounds like it might be an expensive undertaking. But in the context of climate change and mitigation and, in terms of growing trees and returning that area to its former glory, you might actually find it's financially feasible in the context of carbon credits and the like. Mm. So I think it's definitely got a lot of legs and it could actually be something that's quite vital in the future. So I think it's important.
Any more? Rob to close. We've got motion in all those in favour. Great. 1.1 on page 7.
Yeah, I'll move.
At one, the seconder, Councillor Rob. Councillor Cadwallon.
Thanks, Chair. I don't think we've really got an option here but to increase the budget, and as it's been pointed out, it's unusually high this year for good reasons. So $25,000 to be empathetic to what's gone on here with those four applications, I think it's something we just need to approve. I don't think we really have a choice.
And just a point, it's for just this financial year. It's not ongoing, is it? Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Councillor Roberts, seconder.
Yeah, I just have a question. So we've got 6,500 there left for the next 10 days. Is that what that's for? So have we got any more applications coming through? Yeah.
I'll have to talk to finance, but I don't believe so.
It won't be until after the next meeting. Identify any high consumption and make contact with the customers, so there won't be any more.
You're saying why are we increasing the budget more?
I'm just reading the balance of 6,500 there. Budget remaining after we increase the 25. So I'm just wondering if there's any more applications in them, maybe increase more or. Or do we back? I don't know if we backdated it, which I've got the answer. We don't, unless there's something in the next 10 days.
So. Well, basically, by the time that application had come in to go into next year's,
it's unlikely that we'll get in because they're typically triggered from the meter reads. But a customer can still find a leak, and then between now and the end of the financial year, still request. But it's unlikely because typically it's triggered from.
Thank you.
Any other speakers? Councillor Brown, you're right.
I'm good.
Okay. Councillor Cadwallon, to close.
Oh, good.
That motion and all those in favour. Page 9, 10.1. Get a mover.
Yeah.
Cadwallon, a seconder. Councillor Robb. Councillor Cadwallon.
Yes, look, I think it's important that we establish this statement of commitment and we work with the Aboriginal community. Sorry?
Right. Or the risk community.
Oh, sorry, I'm down further.
Page 9.
Still moving it?
Oh, look, maybe audit risk. Rob might like to move that.
Councillor Robb. Seconder. Councillor Lyon. Councillor Robb.
Yeah, look, obviously the staff have interviewed people and made recommendations and there's no way to challenge that. But I just wanted to note that Andrew McLeod, the independent member currently on Rouse, and he missed the opportunity to apply for the role. And I did discuss it with staff, but because of the process, it's unfortunate that we can't really just slide it in there. So I think he would have applied for the chair and I think he would have been a good fit. And he'll just have to apply next time, I guess. But... yeah, I'm looking forward to working with these guys. I'm going to only be on there till February, and then it goes to that new model with all independent people. So that'll be interesting, and I think we're going to be in good hands. So, listen.
Councillors, I took it that previous question that you moved, you refactored that, and we move on to the...
Well, that's fine.
Yep. Councillor Lyon, a seconder.
Nothing to add.
And I note that it will be current chair, Mr. Wilkinson's last meeting. So I feel formal here. So
correct.
I maybe we could put that in the motion, Councillor Robb, that we council formally.
Oh yeah, thanks. Definitely, Mr. Wilkinson done very well. I learned a lot from that guy.
Yeah, so yeah. With something there, Mr. General Manager, to council formally thank the current chair, Mr. Wilkinson, for his dedication and achievements.
We didn't have to pay for your training on that occasion.
No, man. And I won the JA one as well. I do learn a lot from those guys. It's very good.
Chicken.
Mate, you've got to take it up when you can.
Oh, mate, I'll go for graduate halls. Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. Well, I think... a very expensive AICD course. I think I need to do it. It's really, really good.
Company director one.
Yeah. So was the executive certificate for elected official. That's really good too for new councillors coming in. But so expensive.
Councillor Robb, are you okay with it?
And I was allowed to make that 0.3.
Yes. Yes.
0.3.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Councillor Lyon, your co-seconder?
Yeah, just the wording again. But
can we put that back up? Please?
It doesn't follow as a... Is it follow as a 0.3? It'll be a 0.3 with the formatting.
All right. I think the first part needs to be the 0.9. So resolve that council one point the... You know, because otherwise you three follows on in the intro. But anyway.
Yeah.
All good.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you got again. Gosh.
Any other speakers?
I've got to add something today.
Thank you. That staff that had due diligence with this. Also Rob, the work on the committee as well. Thank you. I think it's great that we've got councillors that want to be on the Audit and Risk Committee.
I love it.
Fantastic. So thank you. That's all. Chair.
Any other councillors? Councillor Robb to close. Put that motion in, all those in favour. Carried. Page 12, 11.1.
Yes, I'm happy to move.
Councillor Cadwallon, that's seconder, please. Councillor Lyon.
Yeah. I think it's important that we develop this and establish the statement of commitment, because we need to be all working together, whatever and with whatever is coming forward, and particularly with the future strategy. I think this shows that our willingness and our commitment to do that, and I think it's very. I know Russ has done a lot of things over many years, But I think this is stakeholders, we need to work closely with them. And this does show that we will.
Councillor Lyon?
I'm good. Yeah.
Any other speakers? Could we get Councillor Lyon back up on the screen, please?
It's over here.
Oh.
It's funny.
There he is. Councillor Brill, would you like to comment?
No, I'm good.
Good. Any other councillors? Councillor
Cadwallon. I'll briefly mention, sorry, that while this was going through, the Aboriginal, or the RAP group, sorry, advisory group, we're very happy to see this come together, and it's very important to have it. And I think they're very happy. I got the impression that was something that was very well received and put together, and the artwork is amazing. So I think it's the whole thing is beautiful, really.
Councillor Cadwallon, to close. Put that motion in, all those in favour? Unanimous. 11.2 on page 17. Five terms of reference, reconciliation, action, and advice. I'll get a mover, please. Seconder? The Humphreys? Councillor Robb?
Yeah, not much to say there. That obviously a bit of work done with the group as well, and put together some terms of reference that everyone was happy with, and looking for adoption.
Nothing. Councillor Humphreys. Any other councillors?
Question. I just wonder, I mean, we always have this national conversation at the moment around the boys, and we've seen a lot of institutions from rugby codes and sporting codes, you know, come out in favour. Does Rouse ever get political that way? Do we ever, you know, has it got any precedence for making political statements around items like that?
I've never been involved in, well, Richmond Valley, and to Rouse, my knowledge, no.
We've got a proud history of it in Byron. I think it's something that would be done best as a notice of motion rather than on the fly. So I'll give it some thought and discuss it with my other Byron councillor first, and we'll go from there.
Any other speakers? Councillor Robb to close. Put that motion in. All those in favour? Point 1, 25, procurement policy. Councillor Cadwallon, the seconder. Councillor Lyon, Councillor Cadwallon.
Yeah, look, thanks. Just, the revised procurement policy is not a local policy under the Local Government Act 1993. It's not required to be placed on public exhibition prior to being adopted. The waiting for local schools is good. From here, Minister at the moment, with Council's direction, as well as in standards on sustainable procurement.
Thank you. Councillor Lyon, the seconder. Mm-hmm. Any other councillors? Councillor Brillen? That motion and all that. Oh, sorry, Councillor Cadwallon to close.
Oh, that's fine.
I'll put that motion and all those in favour. Carries. Page 33, information report. If we get a mover, please. Now, this is all the information reports from Globo.
Yeah, happy.
Councillor Cadwallon, a seconder. Councillor Lyon. Councillor Cadwallon.
Right, I'm just scrolling through. I'm doing a bit better this month without the hard copy papers. And I actually got to save this with my red pen. I'm looking for where I've made notes. I don't think we've got too much in here to ask about. It's great information. Thank you so much for start putting this together. But I haven't got any notes here that I need to ask questions about. It's absolutely terrific. Good to see that on page 61, the REPA actions pending pretty much strikes through all of those. So we've covered a lot of ground in, you know, a very busy period. So everybody, all of that. No, that's it. Thank you. I haven't got any questions.
Councillor Lyons, seconder.
Nothing major. I'm just curious, and we probably have had this discussion. So I have a question. Because I was horrified to discover recently that Lismore Council has a lower percentage of its investments in fossil fuel banks than Environ.
You'd be pleased to know it's going to change soon.
Even lower.
It's going to get worse.
Going to get better, sounds like, in terms of investments in fossil fuels. I'm wondering if we have a policy around our investments that preference those institutions that don't invest in fossil fuels.
Through the chair, I'll pass over finance because we have an ethical holdings component. So I just can't remember off the top of my head what that was.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the target is. Someone put that for you, but I think we give preference if they offer the same or better rating to someone else. That we give preference.
You know, and the ethical is that a subset of that is the investments in fossil fuels. Yeah. Okay.
And it's, you know, there's a his friend of the year for the public building bank institution. How they write in the task as well as the rest of the
thank you.
I'll grab some further details and provide councillors a summary after the meeting with just that data.
Can I comment on that and then ask a question? Just so what we're saying, we actually moved last night to review our policy because we're at 40% fossil fuels and ethical investments. And the staff keep telling us there's only two choices in one area and one of them's not taking any more deposits. So that's high risk to me because it's not a liquid investment environment. And the other one, they're hard to find. So on the basis of trying to get the best return for our ratepayers, we can't just say 40% in there. So we're trying to give more flexibility if they need to drop it down, but if they can do it. Because to say you have to invest in it and there's only one choice is a risk. You know, if that bank or institution goes down, you lose that money. And so it's not a sustainable position right now because there's not enough people offering that investment. And back to this, I just want to ask on page 42, I think it is, or might be 42, that table where, and it's probably a Byron question. I'm just trying to look at the water usage changes, and it goes Byron's May 21, 22, and then 23. There's a massive increase from 22 to 23. Lismore doesn't have any real reflected increases there, reflecting the flood and the cleanup afterwards. What's going on there? Can anyone explain that? The changes.
So you're on page 42, the first or second graph?
There's only one table on mine, that thing. I've only got one table on page 42.
Oh, sorry. There's
only one graph on the agenda, on the printed agenda.
The water production and consumption, May 23.
I've got water. Hey, my page 42 says water usage all constituent councils.
I go up one.
Oh, so page 41.
Oh, this all seems to happen. I get an old agenda and then a page changes in between somewhere.
So we're looking at...
So Byron's gone from May 22, 171,000 to May 23, 216. That's a 26.84% or something. Oh, no, sorry, increase is more than that. That's usage. I'm trying to understand why that usage has gone up in Byron and why Lismore's hasn't gone up because of the flood and the cleanup following the flood. So it's not...
Ballina has gone up too, so has Richmond Valley.
Ballon has gone up pretty well as well, but
I don't see had a big drop in between. So I mean, 187 to 216 doesn't seem like a big jump in terms of the 2 year jump. And obviously we just had that dip through the wet year. So
yeah. So do you think this is reflecting growth in the regions? I'm trying to work out because Lismore's not growing. So
through the chair, Councillor, comparing one month in isolation between years is problematic because you can have climate conditions. COVID, we had COVID during those periods of lockdowns and all those types of things. So they can have a particularly with some of our coastal towns like Byron, where there's a large population change due to letting and holidays. And
well, this is like for the month of May.
Yeah. So there's all, so the trend about overall growth or consumption should be looking over a number of years. We can get those data set if councils are interested in doing some of that. But, yeah, a month in isolation, just be mindful because there's some local things can happen that, like could be an outage or mains break that can skew the results quickly.
The broader trend is that we're definitely growing. And if the residential strategy goes ahead in the way that I want it to, it'll be growing significantly.
If you have a look at the graph, but in full, and you go back to May 21, it's 22 drops on 21, and then it comes back up in 23. But if we recall what happened in 22, March, April, May, it rained and rained even after the flood. So I'd say May that year was a very wet year, and there might have been things happening with industry for after the floods and everything. They're just getting back onto people terms. So, yeah, because if you look at and start comparing over with some other ones from the previous years, you'll find some of those ones are pretty close.
You're right.
Richmond Valley was very low in 2022, but jumped percentage-wise most probably more than Byron Bay, amount of water.
Through the chair, just going back to the ethical investments, Helen's just quietly sent me a screenshot. So in our policy we say ethical investments, the policy is limited to accommodating ethical investment consideration. However, council will attempt to give preference to financial institutions that do not invest in or finance fossil fuel industry or other unethical institutions where the investment is compliant with council's investment policy and two, the investment rate is favourable to council's relative other similar investments that may be on offer at the time. So if it's there or thereabouts, we'll take that ethical investment. But if there's a substantial difference, then we don't. So that's the balance that we tried to do last month.
Yeah, so
just on that, I do remember something about TECOL not liking restrictions because it wasn't financially sensible to restrict in that way. So I don't know if that has that come across here as well.
Through the chair, we've got a load of covenants with TECOR, which dictate what our investment portfolio looks like as well. So that could be in limits out where we can.
Remember TECOR being involved. So it's not that we want to go and invest in fossil fuel banks or anything. It's just we represent the state. So it's that. There's got to be a balance, I think, somewhere.
We represent all constituents, and how you do that, obviously, conversation. So.
Councillor Broome might want to talk about the investment policy at Ballina.
Yeah, thanks. The Cadwallop. The report shows that Rouse has, I think it's 15% of investments from memory. In ethical investments, I think that's reasonable. And I think we have to be very cautious about being extreme in terms of pursuing an anti-fossil fuel investment policy. Arguably, there's nothing illegal or unethical about fossil fuels. I think obviously the policy says we aim to try not to support them where we can. But at the end of the day, I'm sure probably everyone in this meeting room got to this meeting using fossil fuels in their car. They're still a legal part of business today. Ballina Council has quite a high level of non-fossil fuel bonds. From memory, sitting around 30%, has been up to 40%. And it's been a policy that we've debated a lot. What we've recently decided is to loosen the credit ratings for our investments so as we can put more into non-fossil fuel investments. So I think we've gone from AA down to whatever the next level is below that. Don't quote me on the actual levels, but we've lowered it down a level, but with the proviso that the investments must be with Australian investment funds, which gives you that confidence, if you like, Australian institutions are, as we saw during the global financial crisis, essentially backed by the Australian government, should there be a major catastrophe. So we felt comfortable in making that change, and with the goal that there will be more investment in non-fossil fuel investments. But certainly, as Councillor Lyon said, we do represent all interests and all in the community. And having debated these policies several times over at Ballina, certainly the feedback I get from constituents in the Shire is that people expect a reasonable sort of policy around this, not an extremist one. And the point that I always make is we are free in our personal lives to make financial decisions based on our interests. But I think as councillors, we have a responsibility to do what's balanced and what's in the best interests of our constituents and the best returns.
Thank you. Any other councillors on the information reports?
Just one thing to what Councillor Broom was saying there. Basically, what we've done is allow more flexibility, whereas before we didn't have that flexibility. So it offers the staff more opportunity to scan the market and do what's in the best interests of the organisation.
Councillors, closing.
No, it's all good.
Put that motion and all those in favour. Eric, unanimous. We now go to page 64. I require a motion to move into closed council.
So moved.
Councillor Gordon.
Isn't he running off? Making good your escape.
Well, wait, there's no one in the gallery, but I will ask Mr. General Manager if you have received any written representation why council should not go into closed session.
Yeah.
Put that motion then. All those in favour. I'll now read the resolution from the closed council. That Council 1 accept the recommendation of the Chair and Councillors that has set the General Manager's annual review on the 17th of May 2023 as more than satisfactory, and 2, agree to recommend change to the General Manager's total remuneration package, TRP, as specified in the report. But no further business?
No further business, sir.
I'll now close the meeting and thank you for your attendance, and everyone have a safe trip home.
Thank you.
Yeah.